should have gone into the merchant navy.
It's only on the surface, you know. Underneath, all is as quiet as the grave. Not a sound all day, all night. Not a sound.
Now I walk about with my gramophone. But I forgot it today.
There's no sense in that. There is no sense in trying to drown it. See Holloway.
Let's go for a row.
A row? And Eddie, she would be very distressed if she came and found you had gone for a row without her. Who were you with just now, before you spoke to me?
I was trying to be with my father.
Oh, no difficulty about that.
I mean, I was trying to get him to be with me. You seem a little crueler than usual today. I was asking him if I hadn't ever met you. I couldn't remember.
Well?
He doesn't answer me anymore.
I suppose you've worn him out. You wore him out living, and now you are wearing him out dead. The time comes when one cannot speak to you anymore. The time will come when no one will speak to you at all, not even complete strangers. You will be quite alone with your voice. There will be no other voice in the world but yours. Do you hear me?
I can't remember if he met you.
You know he met me.
No. I don't know. I'm sorry. I have forgotten almost everything connected with you.
You weren't there. Just your mother and sister. I had called to fetch you as arranged. We were to go bathing together.
Drive on! Drive on! Why do people always stop in the middle of what they are saying?
None of them knew where you were. Your bed had not been slept in. They were all shouting at one another. Your sister said she would throw herself off the cliff. Your father got up and went out, slamming the door. I left soon afterwards, passing him on the road. He did not see me. He was sitting on a rock, looking out to sea. I never forgot his posture. And yet it was a common one. You used to have it sometimes. Perhaps just the stillness. As if he had been turned to stone, I could never quite make it out.
Keep on! Keep on! Keep it going! Every syllable is a second gained.
That's all, I'm afraid. Go on now with your father or your stories or whatever you were doing. Don't mind me anymore.
I can't do it anymore.
You were doing it a moment ago before you spoke to me.
I can't do it anymore now.
Yes, you know what I mean. There are attitudes remain in one's mind for reasons that are clear. The carriage of a head, for example, bowed when one would have thought it should be lifted, and vice versa. Or a hand suspended in midair, as if on own. That kind of thing. But with your father sitting on the rock that day, nothing of the kind, no detail you could put your finger on and say, how very peculiar. No. I could never make it out. Perhaps, as I said, just the great stillness of the whole body, as if the breath had left it. Is this rubbish a help to you, Henry? I can try and go on a little if you wish. No? Then I think I'll be getting back.
Not yet. You needn't speak. Just listen. Not even be with me.